they wear over their dress in the kitchen to keep
aprons.
Now, if you were to sign your name in ink, you would use a, they would have used a...
We use fountain pens.
Fountain
pens. We use Schaefer fountain pens, okay. Lifetime fountain pens. We had to fill them with ink.
Mm-hmm.
But a Schaefer Lifetime was the best.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they still are, aren't they? You don't see them.
I have
a Schaefer's Lifetime. Mm-hmm. But you don't see them
like you used to.
Like you used to. Schaefer Lifetime had a white dot on it.
Oh, I have seen that. I have. I think my father had one. I remember when you said white dot. Yeah.
Had a white dot on it.
Well, what about, what would they use to hold a baby's diaper in place?
Safety pins.
Now, the kind of cup that would be made out of metal would be a, I mean, well, the material, but those metal cups that they sometimes use were made.
What, the tin cups? They had enamelware in tin cups.
And enamelware, too. Now, talking about monetary worth, a dime would have been worth
a dollar.
Now, like compared to now,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
I could buy 3 yards of material for 75 cents.
Oh, you could.
And you couldn't buy 3 yards of material. Oh, I guess it would cost $7.50, wouldn't it? 3 yards of good material, good broadcloth material would be. That's about right.
Mm. Well,
2 dips of ice cream for a nickel.
You could get 2 dips of ice cream.
And they're 50 cents now.
Wow.
I sold ice cream. I sold $120 worth of ice cream in one day. $120 worth, 2 dips for a nickel.
Oh.
And I dipped $120 worth of ice cream. I got paid a $5 bonus.
Oh my,
I sold goodness. Over $100 worth.
2 dips for a nickel?
2 dips for a nickel.
Oh my goodness.
Mm. Two and big dips, the same as Baskin Robbins has for 50 cents a dip.
Oh.
And that's work.
Oh.
That's hard work. Standing on concrete from 8 till 11 at night.
For a
$5 bonus. Well, that was at $1.50 a day. That was a big bonus.
Mm. Now this is going to be about clothing. Now, what would a man wear to church?
He wore his suit and tie.
Uh-huh.
And a hat.
Well, now, what would be the parts of the suit?
Papa wore white shirts and a vest.
Oh, a vest.
And a pants, and pants, and coat,
uh-huh.
And a necktie,
mm-hmm.
And a hat.
Mm-hmm. And it always
and
wore a hat.
And polished shoes.
Oh, certainly polished. Well, what about pants to work in? Now, what would they?
Papa wore khaki pants,
uh-huh.
Just like they wear now.
Mm-hmm.
The style was different, but he always wore...
Those would be the work pants.
Uh-huh. Papa always wore khaki pants and a white shirt with a string necktie for work.
He
always wore a tie to work.
Now, what about if he was taking the cows up to pasture, what would he usually wear?
His white shirt and necktie.
The same thing.
The same thing. He dressed in the morning, and he undressed at night.
Mm-hmm.
And he could milk the cow and keep clean.
If you were if you had grown when you were younger and you were going through that growth spurt, and you might be talking about a dress, and you might say, now, the dress won't fit this year, but last year it
fit perfectly.
Perfect. If a man